In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. On this day of all the saints, the Church turns our attention to the most important things, and we shared a particular message with the servers in the sacristy. If you want to know what that is, you can get that. We won't preach on that this year, but maybe on a following year. This feast is something which we wish that we could spend all day long celebrating. Some of us did. We started at 5 p.m. last night and carried it all throughout midnight. But this feast has great significance for us because Holy Mother, the Church, she's always working toward our salvation at every moment. In fact, the scriptures and the saints say that she is anxious to deal out salvation to all of her children so they become saints. And so today what she does is she sets forth one particular day where she exults in exceeding joy and turns us to meditate upon the glory of all the children who, having reached their heavenly fatherland, which is heaven, are now safe for all eternity. We look upon those who are forever delivered from the snares of the evil one, and how numbered everlastingly among the elect the people of God are. And so what is the Church acting like today? Many of you have an understanding of this. She's like a proud mother. The Church. She's like a proud mother who is there, proud of the triumph of all of her children within the world, inviting all the faithful to meditate for a moment and share her joy, to point out the successes, the triumphs, the victories of each one of her dear children. And so today, we, as the faithful of God, seeking to be numbered among those same faithful who have made it, to share in that maternal joy of the Church, we go with what the Church says, to let us all rejoice in the Lord, celebrating this feast in honor of all the saints, at whose solemnity the angels rejoice and give praise to the Son of God. Who are they? The ranks of the martyrs and the apostles. They are those who are the confessors and virgins, the luminous hosts who delight unceasingly within the vision of God and adore him continually and praise him as they repeat, as the end of those words from the Apocalypse said, benediction and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. What does it mean to become a saint? To become a saint means this. It means to fulfill what it is that we already are. That is, to be raised to the dignity of God's adopted children in the very person of Jesus Christ. In the glories of heaven, there's no isolation. Heaven is open, an open society of all the saints, and because of this, as a consequence, it's also the fulfillment of all human togetherness. And the glorious togetherness in a way that can never be separated or broken, not even for a moment. One might be able to turn to another and say that the saints are, so to speak, new Christian constellations which have been placed within the sky for us to all see and view, in which the richness of God's goodness is reflected. Isn't that what so many of the writings of the saints say, like, cast out into the fire, set forth, they burst forth as sparks, and there they are caught within the sky for all forever to be gazed upon. Sometimes we have this reading during particular masses for the dead. Their light comes from God, and it enables us to know better the interior richness of God's great light. Because the glory of the saints is a mere reflection of what God is. And so nothing can bring us into as close contact with the beauty of Christ himself other than the beauty of Christ himself in the world, the beauty created by faith and light that shines out in the faces of the saints, through whom his own light becomes visible, able to be seen by you and I. And so the church puts that before us. Each of you is called to be a saint. It's not like some misguided heretics say that, oh, well, there's 12,000 from this tribe and 12,000 from this tribe and 12,000 from this tribe. Well, only 144,000 will make it. And so we have to compete against each other. So as to say, I have to become holier than Roland if I'm going to make it. Or, oh no, maybe I have to be holier than Lydia if I'm going to make it. And if I do, it means maybe she won't. It's not the way the church works. It's the way heresies work. What heaven is this, is that each of us are not competing against each other, something greater, that each of us are competing with one another to win valor, so that each grace which we garner, each perfection which we arrive at, each glory which shines more gloriously in us through Christ giving us his strength and us merely saying yes to the gift that he's given, what it does is it actually helps everyone else make their race a little quicker, to run, yes, a little bit faster, to finish the line with greater ease and strength. In fact, every saint which makes it into heaven allows the greater company of saints to arrive there all the more swiftly with greater ease, to increase the number of the saints. That's what we celebrate today. The church wishes to focus you and I upon that fact. And so let us compete well. The works which you and I do here at this time aid to the glory of the saints. Each one of you is called to be numbered among the saints. It is possible to be among the saints. That is to say, to make heaven. And every saint, which we read about in the books, watch on particular videos or hear preached from this or any other pulpit, is already pulling for you and I. And so we can say it is indeed possible to enter into their ranks. And today is the day which we celebrate not merely those who we know to number, but those who which the church is not able to accurately gauge the holiness thereof. Which is why Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 speaks so eloquently to us today. It says, because we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, speaking with the saints, which the church can't even enumerate in her liturgical cycle. So she says, because they're all around us and here with us most closely in the Mass, let us hold fast to our confession of faith. The Lord desires each of us to make it. And the church places all those souls before us now. For where they are brothers and sisters who already remain triumphant, they are there cheering us on that we may cross that same threshold and be united forever with him in the glory of him who knows no end. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.